Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Today, we're featuring another book all week. I've been looking at some of my favorite books, sharing an excerpt to give you more fulfillment, action, and advice so that you can get more of the things you want accomplished. I got to do it in under 5 minutes or less. So let's get started. Today's book, I'm looking at How Successful People Think. This is an old school OG classic. How Successful People Think, New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell. This book is very easy read. A lot of old school references in here, but still tested and tried and true means of getting things accomplished. I'm going to jump right into chapter one. There's a section here on how successful people think where it talks about big picture thinking and the importance of big picture thinking. And you all know that in order to achieve a certain level of greatness, you have to push yourself to the boundaries, to the edges of uncomfortableness. Growth for you begins at the edge of uncomfortability. So in order to do that, you have to create a big picture. You have to create something that feels overwhelming, that feels, I know this sounds like contrary to what we should be doing. Like, Mario, why would I want to create a vision so big it gives me angst or stress? It's not the vision that should give you angst or stress. It's the fact that you aren't seeing the momentum that you're making and you want to have this quick, you know, reaction, this quick turnaround of your ideas into formulation. And it just doesn't happen that way. So it's your own thoughts that are projecting this overwhelming feeling of the reach that you want to get to, or the expansion that you want to have, or the opportunities that you want to create. And because you are making this big picture, it's easy to get overwhelmed because you're looking at the big picture constantly. The problem with the big picture is if you haven't broken it down and reverse engineered it into very small steps, it will always feel overwhelming. So one thing I want to share with you is how to acquire the wisdom of big picture thinking. Like if you really want to achieve new opportunities and open up new possibilities, you really want to get good at big picture thinking. Number one, you don't want to strive for certainty. This is important. In the book, he talks about this. Big picture thinkers are comfortable with ambiguity. They don't try to force every observation or piece of data into a pre-formulated mental cubbyhole. They think broadly and can juggle many thoughts in their minds. If you want to cultivate the ability to think big picture, then you must get used to embracing and dealing with complex and diverse ideas. In order to deal with diverse ideas, you have to want to be open. If you want to be closed, if you have all the answers, if it's only your way, you will not be able to do big picture thinking. All right, the second thing I want you to take away from this book is to gain insight from a variety of people. You can get your big picture thinking to get a little help out from people that are around you, but be wise in who you ask for advice. Be selective. He says in the book, talk to people who know and care about you, who know their field, and who bring experience deeper and broader than your own. In other words, stop asking all your other friends, family members, and other people what they think about your new idea, your product, your service, your direction, your career change. Don't stop asking all these people. It's driving you crazy. It's going to give you angst. You're really looking for validation and acceptance anyway. Just be honest. You want them to make you feel good about the decision that you would like to make. Instead, go deeper. Take the time. It's hard research. It takes the ability to have courage to ask. But really, come up with a few names of people that are in the space you want to be in, that have gone through the challenges you have gone through. Somebody that has definite expertise in that area. And then ask. Lastly, give yourself permission to expand your world. He goes on in the book to say, if you want to be a big picture thinker, you will have to go against the flow of the world. Society wants to keep us in boxes. Most people are married mentally to the status quo. They want what was, not what can be. They seek safety and simple answers. To think big picture, you need to give yourself permission to go a different way, to break new ground, to find new areas to conquer. Don't go down the same path. Create your own path and get started with that today. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.